Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Girl, yes. That was Dame Shirley Bassey, the one and only Big Spender 2007 version. trivia there for you. And before that was, of course, Klaxons with It's Not Over Yet. And indeed, it's not. You are halfway through our fantastic shoe swap segment. And Jade, we do have a lovely SMS here.
We do. Steve the Truckee, who's like basically our number one fan, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, from what I can tell, the only person that listens to our program.
No, that's not true. A lot of people listen, but Steve.
I know. I'm shamelessly, like, trying to get love and affection like I do every so often. Anyway, Steve the Truckee says, was saying that we had a great discussion about women's rights and it doesn't get talked about enough.
Yep, which is true, but don't get me back on that high horse once again. Yes. We are moving forward with Jade's very, very cool and very vogue shoe swap this week.
Yes. Well, okay, Dave, probably the key, like if you ever had any doubt about the exact opposite nature of you and I, it is the way we appear in photos. Dave, you are a natural poser.
Not so much natural, but okay.
You're naturally happy to put your body in poses that will make you look more photogenic. Whereas I just stand there and look at the photo afterwards and go, oh, that's pretty bad. Oh, well.
Should have tried. Should have smiled.
In any case, this whole, social networking thing that has risen to the surface is, the meaning of everyone's existence at the moment has created the MySpace profile picture, we're going to just call it that for now. But so I did a lot of research about, looking at people's pictures and, looking at what people do. You, David Lim, are the perfect example. I spent a lot of time looking through pages and pages of David Lim pictures and trying to figure out exactly what a good MySpace pose model thing would be. But I also, this is how much of a phenomenon having a MySpace picture is, that they've actually got wikis and stuff these days about how to take a good one.
Oh my God, they give you step-by-step guides.
Yeah, a step-by-step guide about how to make yourself look good in these MySpace pictures, because it's this whole big thing. Anyway, so I thought I'd start with a couple of tips and then I'll talk about the general idea of what you need to look, the general look of a MySpace picture. Okay, so number one, the most important thing when you're going to take a MySpace picture is decide what sort of photo you want to take and how you're trying to come across. There's the sexy option, there's the cute option, there's the I'm trying to be seductive but I'm not really trying, the unposed pose picture, the trying to be natural, it's just
sort of happy but yeah, looking to a distance.
Yes.
Pointing, but you do know where your angles are, you know where the cameras are.
Exactly.
Unposed pose, I like that.
Number two, find a spot with good lighting. You want to be front lit, meaning that the lights are in front of you. If you are backlit, meaning the lighting is at the back of you, it casts a shadow on your face and it makes it difficult to see your photos clearly.
No, that's bad. You want to be able to... And also, I don't know if you're going to cover this in your talk, but the use of flash is tremendously amazing if you have bad skin. The brighter the flash, the brighter you can get the flash to your face, the more it, pretty much blots out your bad skin.
Well, see, it's interesting because here, right, they say number three, step number three, MySpace photos in mirrors are really popular at the moment, right? Which is something that I noticed, that like everyone's got their mirror shot. Probably because it's a bit like too embarrassing to ask someone else to take the picture, and there's like, you know, this whole arty aspect to it. Anyway, to take a photo in the mirror, you need to stand looking into a mirror and take a photo of your reflection. Be careful that you don't block your face with the camera. You need to turn the flash off or try and cover it up. Otherwise, you get this whole reflect glare thing. If you don't have enough light, you need to bring in more light. If you really need the flash, you need to keep the camera as far away as from your face as you can, because you don't want it to cover up. But, you know, what you're saying is basically the opposite of that. But you know how they get around the whole issue of making bad skin look good. Number four, open in Photoshop or some other photo editing software.
No.
Crop if there's too much space around you, and fix any problems like red eyes, etc.
No, Jade, I have to be the first to say, in my early days of self-photography for MySpace and whatnot, I never ever used Photoshop. I wasn't smart enough to use Photoshop. So what I resorted to doing was using the right amount of flash. And you know how you said the whole picture of your reflection mirror thing? I actually disagree with that. I don't think that's quite as in anymore. That's a very typical old school, like sort of genesis of the whole movement kind of look. I think now people have gone to whole self-photography. Like you always see this in clubs, like little teeny boppers would get their arms, they stretch their arms out close to the ceiling and they look up to the camera. Point the head, they tilt the head to a certain angle.
I'm going to stop you right there, because this is my observation of David Lim and his photography, right? Number one, the key thing is the angular head dip or tilt in conjunction with smoky eyes and pursed lips. Now, the smoky eyes are almost like this kind of like, I really do want you.
The half squint.
And maybe if you're lucky, you can have me.
You know, you got to project a certain fierceness and desire in your eyes, but squint a little.
Having the camera above helps make you more angular with your look.
Hides a double chin. Exactly.
Pose your hands near your face to try and appear unposed. So, like, if you do some sort of hand, like, angling around your face, or maybe your hand is on the across your forehead, like...
That is so my look, Jade.
Oh, woe is me type look.
I do the very drama queen poses like that sometimes, deliberately, like the whole windswept sort of, hand on my forehead, I'm so weary kind of diva look. And other times I do the whole rest my chin on one hand look and just tilt my head to the side.
You need to have props, stuffed animals, accessories like headphones, hat, aviator sunglasses, like neck scarves, anything that like sort of has this like little personality part.
Now, Jade, we just got an SMS in saying, tell Jade I like your, as in my picture.
Mm-hmm.
The black, there's apparently a black and white picture, like a topless black and white picture of me with just like these dark frame glasses.
Yeah,
there's like a picture of me on Facebook and MySpace. Apparently, it's a black and white shot of me. It's not like fully topless. You can see like right under my shoulder bones, my collarbones. But it's like me tilting my head to a side and smiling. I'm like wearing these black framed, you know, Clark Kent glasses. And apparently, that's been rated as a favorite here. But that's just so typical of what you're describing my photos here. That's so scary.
You know, and the one thing that I noticed that you do really well, Dave, and this comes into the lighting thing, is you do the, like, soft light look, which is something that I've noticed. Like, I call it the Barbara Streisand look, just lights, right? Because, you know, whenever you see Barbara Streisand be interviewed, she's got, like, that really kind of, she's got that soft kind of glow around her, and you can tell that she's, like, had to have a certain type of light.
She's God.
Yeah. That you have perfected that in your bathroom, and I find that fascinating.
I don't know. I think, now, in the past few photo shoots I've done, I've gotten to use, like, filters and effects on, like, Photoshop and all that. I've learned to, like, tint photos to make it look a bit sepia, a bit different, fade the colours a bit to make my skin look less tan or make my skin look more tan. So there are ways that you can manipulate your image per se, but that is just the fun part of just playing with it. Like, I love, you know, self-photography. That's just, and I can't pose in front of people. I realize mm-hmm. that. I can't pose if someone was taking a picture of me, but I'm comfortable with my auto timer, and I'll do something random. Like, I'll push all the couches out of the living room. I'll clear the living room space, and I'll get like a bag strap, you know, my man bag, just unattach the strap and, you know, attach it to my belt hoop and do a shoot with that. That's just how incredibly stupid and vain I can get.
I'm just fascinated by it because I feel like whenever there's like a photo of me on my first start, most of the MySpace photos that I have on my profile are not taken by me. And they're just random photos, but I just think it's like just an awesome art, and I very much think that you're like the expert of it, David Lim.
Oh, thank you.
But we do have an announcement. I will, over the weekend, be putting up on the Different Strokes MySpace my version of the David Lim, Barbara Streisand-esque MySpace photo profiles. So if you have any requests, you know, feel free to text them through.
Get Jay to this full on like ANTM, like top model style photo shoot. It has to be self photography though, Jade.
But if you do want to check it out, you can do so. Our MySpace is myspace.com/differentstrokesradio. If you do want to like put in a request for something you want me to do, 0427 joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au. And no, I won't pose naked. Coming up after this is Rainbow Road Test.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/differentstrokesradio.